This is hypocritical of me. It's like, so I do not believe in like fortune tellers or going to psychics or like any of that type of shit, but I do think I can see the future.
Yeah, I
feel like personally, like I see shit before it happened and niggas just don't listen to me. Literally, bro. I be having visions, bro. And I feel like niggas just don't believe that, but like.
Have you had any lately?
Man, y'all back with the BLT POD, otherwise the Black Lunch Table Podcast.
All right, man, let's go ahead and get to the episode today. It's a beautiful Saturday if y'all are listening, man, or whenever you decide to listen, man. Just take a deep breath, relax, and just laugh. That's all you need to do. You're gonna realize that joy will come out of that. But anyway, man, lovely episode. It's the BLT POD. It's your boy Ski Mask Ryan. We're gonna get started with these introductions, man. I'm going to the right. Darius, say what's up to the people.
Darius, no rookie. You already know what it is, man. Country album coming soon. No, I'm just playing. But
what country album would be called?
What would it be called?
Mm-hmm. I feel like Down and Dirty.
He said.
Because it goes with the Darius?
Yeah, there's that.
Down and Dirty.
I wanted to have boots in it.
You don't necessarily have to have boots.
I know. I just like, I immediately, my first thought of me in the video with my boots on.
Yeah.
The album name ain't out yet. But also, when y'all out with y'all dogs, I know it's nice. Now, pick up your dog poop. Because I've seen some of y'all. I'll be driving by and I see you look around. Y'all not picking the dog poop up.
And just because you think it doesn't smell, it does. You haven't penetrated the poop.
Yeah. Once you crack that shit
open.
Once
you crack it open.
Stank.
Stinky poop, man. Poop.
Yeah. But if you want to have that dog, that's fine. I love dogs too, but pick up the dog poop.
Yeah, man. I'm on y'all dog owner's ass this year, bro. Every year I've been talking about y'all, but now I'm really like looking down on y'all. Because some of y'all not good dog owners.
That's what I'm saying. Can't train them for shit.
And everybody trying to get me to rush. Oh, that's funny how you tell somebody you want a dog and then it's all gates to like try to get you to get a dog. I'm like, I'm going to get one when I'm ready.
Yeah, bro.
I'm not ready. I want to start babysitting y'all dogs, though.
I'm just sick of all that. Well, he don't like the crate. Not a good owner, bro.
You're not a good owner, bro.
I'm sorry, bro. You're not a good owner.
He said you're not a good owner,
then, bro. Like, yeah. It's not gonna work out for you. Like, I'm just sick of y'all bringing the dog and you ain't trained it. It's my problem now that the dog, he just excited. No, he's jumping. He's not trained.
Yeah.
So take him home.
Take him home.
I came to this bar to drink.
Oh, he's just excited.
He's just excited.
But if you knew at a time, hey, sit, and he would sit, that means he's trained.
Why don't you give me that leeway when I'm out? To the left of me, O'Shea, say what's up to the people.
Yes, sir, man. West Coast O'Shea in the building. Because by the time you guys hear this one, I will be out west, obviously. But I'm BLT Hardcore Champion, so I'm slamming you bitches and you niggas through the motherfucking table.
Yeah. Before we get this call to action, I just want my boys to go around the table really quick and just give whatever advice or anything that you would like to give to anybody who's listening out there. For me, when pedestrians, listen, if you're in the crosswalk, you need to finish the crosswalk.
Bro.
And here's why. The minute you step outside the line, if you get hit by a car, it's your fault. And so I know a lot of you guys aren't aware of the rules of the road. So I figured that, you know, also pedestrians aren't aware of the rules of the road. But if you're in a crosswalk, finish and stay in the crosswalk.
It's so funny you say that because so I work downtown and we had the Arnold Classic last week, bro. If you're in a new city and do not jaywalk.
Don't.
Y'all niggas not confident enough, bro. Y'all stopping in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
You not understand. You said, oh, it's flashing. You malfunctioning in the middle of fucking Broad Street. Like, bro, move or don't. But y'all halfway walking, like, I can't tell if it's coming or not. Is it red or white? What does the sign say? Some of y'all niggas like, you're not confident jaywalkers. If you don't have it in your spirit, it's cool. Just don't try it. Wait till the light changes. Just take the 5 seconds, bro.
You're not going to get the money you think. So.
Tough shit.
What about y'all?
Don't fuck no bitch at your work.
Yeah, you're going through that one.
It's just like, it's
well,
just
not you.
Yeah, stole me. I was saying, stole me. I work in HR, so I've seen cases.
Let me clarify.
Good.
Channing is not doing that.
Channing is not partaking. I work in HR, so I hear a lot about it. And it's a pandemic. That's the new pandemic. COVID's over. It's horny niggas and horny bitches in the office. That's the new pandemic.
They back.
It's just the likelihood of you successfully dating and or sleeping someone at your job is so low. And the likelihood of you doing something bad is so high, it's not worth it.
Not worth it.
I don't care how cute they are. I don't care what signs they're giving you. Unless you are prepared to leave this job, don't do it. It'll save you so much headache, bro. So much drama. So much. If you just like, hey, bro, don't shit where you eat. And it sounds bad, But like,
you know, it makes sense.
You just can't control yourself.
Like the fact that you have to say it is like,
it's all people.
I would think like 90 some percent of people know, but like now at this point, I kind of start thinking not that high of a percentage of people know not to try and like blur those lines.
I feel like there was like, it's almost like there was a time where people was doing it heavy, like admin era. Everybody's fucking it. That's how everybody met.
Yeah.
And then it kind of like slowed down
HR
between like the 20 early 2010s. But I feel like it's back up now. Like
I thought new generation.
I think work husband, work wife started making it like it's cute, it's fun.
Yes.
And then that starts changing 100%. Into we have drinks after work.
Happy hour then, culture. Yeah.
Yeah. Like and then people, so then people start thinking.
Out of COVID, getting back into that hard.
I think like you're saying, it's even worse too if it's one-sided.
Yes.
Like if you're trying to pursue it, it's not even
like started. That's what I'm saying. Don't even attempt it, bro. No. Like that girl at happy hour, she's not flirting with you that hard, bro.
She's
it's
just
not,
a little bit like, don't be weird, bro.
So that's the risk you run if you're a company bringing your employees back. They haven't been around people. They will be horny.
And being around 100%. Proximity, it's like, well, I can't be around women like this. Otherwise.
They be too happy. They be too geek, bro. They been at home all day. Now they get around something new, something fresh. Too excited. So yeah, just don't. I know you think you can, but you can't. Just don't.
Go out and like lean into. No.
He said, go out and fuck that bitch.
He said, do it. Lean into the like the hobbies and things that you enjoy. I think especially as we get older, it's just sometimes tough, or you don't give yourself the energy to like lean into shit you liked when you were little, or just things like, oh, I think I like this. Like just lean into it. Mm-hmm. I feel like finding that balance between the hustle culture that we built and like everything's about what you do for work and what your title is and how much you work, which is important to a degree. But I feel like sometimes you find a lot more happiness in like the random shit that you used to like, or you re-explore, or just new things that you want to try. So I feel like just lean into them hobbies.
Yeah, bro. I'm going to be honest with y'all. I'm tired of hearing about y'all's 9-to-5s. That's not what you like to do. Like, tell me something else that you like to do. We all can have the ability to work.
I don't even like talking about my job.
Isn't it a more fun comic? You're just meeting somebody. Instead of saying, what do you do for work? So what do you do for, like, what do you enjoy doing outside of work?
Yeah.
I'm talking about turn off immediately, guy or girl.
Please. Because then, like,
I don't even want to
talk about it.
But the whole thing is, like, you don't care. So go out working in residential finance. Oh, what are the rates? You don't give. I've said it before. I'm like, you don't care. Yeah, I'm like, you don't care about the rates.
Yeah.
Care about the damn rates.
You don't know what to say.
You don't know what to say because you don't really care. You were hoping that this would give us a link, but
let's talk about the last food that gave you heartburn.
Woo! Right. That's I like that. Hey. I like that. Random shit. Hey.
Tomato
I can
soup.
Do that.
Hey, those tomato soup. That shit'll get you.
What's that shit? I'm like,
what's heartburn?
He said, do you keep Tums in your pocket?
Yeah. Like, yeah, it's wrong.
But I will say with that, and this is not shade, but it's kind of shade. Like, I understand if you're on a journey. I get it. I like review movies and I share it on my Instagram story. Like, I hear you, but like your hobby does not have to be everyone else's entertainment. Mm-mm. And you don't need all of our input and interaction on sound. Nope. So you can get into just whatever the fuck you want to get into, bro. But like, you don't have to make Instagram about it. You could just do it.
You can just do it.
Or like, you don't have to make your own hashtag.
No.
Like, I don't need that. Or also, what I'm really specifically saying is like, don't send me videos of it or pictures of it, because I truly don't give a fuck.
So what do you think about this, bro? It's like, you could just post it. And then you'll get better data that way.
Oh, bro, what you think? I just a mock up.
I don't really like it that much. Saying, yeah, I didn't think so either. It's like,
yeah, bro,
like it.
That's a good point. Like, I can't rate something that you genuinely love.
Yeah,
I don't feel comfortable doing
that. I don't care.
You like it, you post it. And even this, like, if you like something for 5 minutes, lean into it for 5 minutes and switch on to something else if you like something else.
Yeah, bro, you can
nobody holding you accountable.
And there's no, like, there's no, like, form you have to fill out to apply to pick up a new hobby or new style, bro. You can just change your mind. Like,
how do I?
Today, I want to be a golf nigga. Like, you can just be a golf nigga, dude. You don't have to announce it. You don't want to tell nobody. You don't gotta do nothing, bro. There's no paperwork. There's no registration.
Boy, shame, man. Get a little sermon, bro.
If you want to be the boss, you gotta pay. What do you say? You want to be the boss, you gotta pay the cost.
Yeah,
the
cost, right?
That's shit real, bro.
Right here, bro. Hey, man, you want to boss up your life? All you gotta do is get in with me.
All you gotta do is get in with me.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, that's real shit. Shit ain't
that's
free.
Real shit, bro.
Niggas be trying to like have shit.
Left store pants, shoes, and 50.
He said, "Not gonna get out like white
boss. All you gotta do is get in with me."
Yeah, especially so like hard, you being the boss now too. I'm sure you know.
I hate it, okay? but I love it.
Yeah, but like, you know, people that want to be in the position you are, but you're like, nah,
you ain't built for this.
You're not built for it, but also you don't actually, once you get here, you're not gonna, this isn't for you. You just want the status of being a boss. You want the work and like the,
I remember
the status.
I was talking to somebody about this. I remember so vividly because it was last year and they got so mad at me, but I was just like, Because they were just like, people don't take me serious. And I was just like, well, you don't act serious.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's the cost. Where it's like, yeah, some of y'all want shit. Y'all want to be seen a certain way, but you don't want to have to do the things that would make you be seen that way. Where it's like, yeah, bro, if you want to be the one that everyone's looking up to, you got to do shit to look up to.
All right, Channing, go ahead and call the itch.
All right, so make the podcast an Instagram story, rate, review, subscribe. 5 stars help. Reviews help even more. Make sure that you're interacting with the polls, liking stories, commenting, sharing. We appreciate all that. You know, the podcast is free, so anything helps. And, you know, appreciate all love and support.
Think fast. All right, man. We're going to get into it, man. How do y'all feel about fortune tellers? So I'm going to just kind of give off a couple points here. Can't say both if they're real or not. Would you ever go to one? Do you guys believe in like deja vu or anything? And then how far would you want to, or if you could see the future, how far would you want to like actually look into the future? So, I mean, we'll just go overall. Like, how do you feel about
one, that? I think fortune tellers are a scam. But at the same time, I can see how people fall for it.
Yeah.
Because all you're doing is, you could be generic with information, and it's just not like horoscopes, but like.
Nah, it's horoscopes.
And horoscope ways, like, shit too. That information people are feeding you about how horoscopes are different, it's just generic information.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so generic that an ounce of it can have some type of meaning on your life.
Right. Yeah.
So. Right. I think that's what it is. Not as a big scam, but it's just a person who's good at speaking and selling, selling BS.
Yeah. This is hypocritical of me. It's like, so I do not believe in like fortune tellers or going to psychics or like any of that type of shit, but I do think I can see the future.
Yeah, I
feel like personally, like I see shit before it happened, and niggas just don't listen to me. Literally, bro. I be having visions, bro. And I feel like niggas just don't believe that. But like,
have you had any lately?
Yeah, I knew this. I like had this vision of this interview was gonna go well, and it went well. Oh. I remember seeing like
maybe that's manifestation.
I believe manifestation.
I can't manifest.
Yeah,
no. If I think hard enough about something, it will happen.
Yeah,
I promise you, bro, it will happen. It might not be exactly how I think it, like how I was thinking about it, but it will happen.
The end result is what you wanted. Ultimately.
End result, bro. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do believe in that. So maybe I am the psychic of this generation.
No.
But like them niggas on TV who be like, oh, I want to go get my palm bread and shit. Like,
yeah,
you do that shit for fun, but niggas should be like, I'm gonna make a decision based off this. I'm like, yeah,
money
that's
for
nuts.
Fun.
Yeah, but it's like when they read your palm and be like, well, this line here means that, and it doesn't go that way. I can see how somebody will fall for it.
Yeah, I just enjoyed you touching my hand.
Oh, freaking.
Also, if it was free, I believe it. Yeah. The fact that it's so be dumb expensive, they'd be like getting niggas money and shit. I'm like, yeah, you scamming.
Yeah, you're a scammer.
Yeah.
I do believe in deja vu. Now I feel like I have deja vu more frequently than like I should be having.
I'm not sure. I see the future.
Yeah,
if that makes sense.
I've been here before, bro. I see the timeline horizontally, bro. Y'all living vertically. I see it.
And it's crazy how like when you know the deja vu is coming, you don't move, and like you don't try to disrupt the deja vu.
I go right through it. Yeah, I do it again.
You like actually will just be like, oh, this is deja vu.
I've felt this. I've been here. I've seen this. Yeah.
I've seen this exact.
Yeah. I've seen this exact.
I know what you're about to say. Yeah. I know exactly what you're about to say, and I know what I'm gonna say in response, and I'm gonna say it.
So I guess in short, I'll say. Yes, but with that answer, like I don't believe everybody who says they're a fortune teller like actually has any, but I do believe in like energy, and I think that some people harness things that we can't all understand.
Mm-hmm.
So do I think there could be a person or so out there who really like, whether it's asking the right question, like is almost just like gotten good at their craft,
you're
but
so
also
tapped in.
Just very tapped into like energies, and maybe they can really feel like in a way that if we can't understand it, we can't explain it. Therefore, it's like fake.
Yep.
I think there's a lot of scammers in any business, in any like. But I do believe that there's people out there who possess something a little bit extra that can harness something from somebody.
Yeah.
That like, yeah, you still ask generic questions and maybe get closer to a result. But I don't know. I feel like there's people out there who have an ability to help
for
like,
sure.
Like move for in sure. that direction. So that's why I guess if it's yes or no, I would say yeah.
Yeah. I think we're getting to the place where a lot more people, I think it's real. And the reason why I think it's real.
Fortune tellers more or just.
I think what they're doing is real. Okay. I don't know if the teller themselves is actually like they could be scamming, like you guys said.
Yeah.
And then it's hard nowadays too when there's so much information ready for us. You know what I'm saying? It's like, all right, well, like, how do you know? But like anything spiritually, it's almost like getting into the gym. the only way you're going to be able to read and hear signs and like be connected with you is that you got to go in and get that workout. So like, you got like these people, the reason why they're able to connect with themselves very well is because they like been doing this for years.
Like
and
work.
So like there were some people like, oh, I just didn't connect to it. I'm not spiritual. It's like, bro, well, like you just got into the gym for the first time. So like, mm-hmm. you're not going to see, you might feel tired. You might feel some results, but like until you're in the gym for weeks, you're not going to really see results. And that's the same thing I think spiritually. I think when you're actually like tapped in and like you keep practicing it and you keep doing it, I don't think like the teller himself is, but like, I think they can open up for yourself to be like, oh, I've already have this in me. So like, that's why I think to Chang's point, like he's able to see the future so well, or like he's able to manifest things because he ends up, he's already had it. Yep. So like, that's kind of like the more way I think about it. I think it's just like fortune tellers to me are more like, here's the information. And then they're going to tell you. And if it doesn't work, this was cool or fun, but like,
or not,
but like, if you really leave and you're like, oh, I'm going to actually try to like do something with this information and put time and effort into it. I think you'll get something out of it.
Yeah,
I agree with
that. That's how I think about it too. Cause it's like, it's not necessarily that I think that like, I can just think and I know like who's going to win the lottery. Yeah. It's more so like, and it might be a little too religious, but it's like, I think like sometimes God talks to you and it's like you just hear some shit like, okay, this is about to happen.
If you listen,
I feel like that to your point is like, if you locked in and are listening, you'll hear shit. But I feel like a lot of niggas is just not listening. Like you're not paying attention, or just like you see shit is like, I really believe like people really move in patterns. Mm-hmm. And once you realize the patterns that niggas moving, you can anticipate so much shit. And it's like
the next activity,
niggas just don't be aware. Like you're not looking around you where it's like, oh, you could have seen that coming if you had your eyes open.
And especially I think it's one of those things also too that it, as you get older, it's easier to start.
With experience. But
when you're younger, bro, I mean, even in my 20s, I was thinking back, I was like, bro, I was not connected to anything. Like it was drinking, you guys, and then go see my family for holidays. But like, that was the bit, I wasn't thinking about anything. Mm-hmm. But now time's a lot slower for us. Like you have more time to think and you sit with yourself and then you realize you're like, oh, like now there's some spiritual like things going on. And like, as you get older, I think a lot of people are waking up. They're like, the things I've been doing in my life didn't bring me to what I thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
So like, what else is out there?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. You know, I understand. I think a lot of, man, this got way deeper than I thought.
I saw
a commercial for a fortune teller. That's what I thought. But I do think that's like, it's like I think a lot of, and I feel like I've been doing a lot of this. It's like, you can have your life be busy and not be full.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of the goal of life is to fill your life up with things. It's like food. It's like you can eat a bunch of junk food and not be hungry for like an hour, but you won't be hungry
later.
But if you eat a real meal, you'll be really full. And I think a lot of life is like filling it up with substance. Ooh, and it's like, that can be people, experiences, things. But it's like, I think a lot of people, the reason why they're unhappy is because one, they don't know themselves. Yep. And because of that, they don't know how to make themselves happy.
Yeah.
So you don't know how to fill your life.
Because all over online, like if you are just like mindlessly scrolling, you're being told by people who have found the perfect way to hack into your psyche.
Yeah.
You know, get them with a hook.
Yeah.
You know, drop the information so you get caught watching these things and you don't know that they're really like tweaking the way that you think, and now you believe I need the Lambo and like 200 women,
and that's not
it's like that's
you,
not
bro.
What you want. They're selling it to you for their benefit,
And you're gonna get it, and this will be mad.
You're like, why am I not happy? It's like, because what you wanted, you were living in an RV in Colorado. That's what you wanted to
you
do.
You never wanted that. Yes, you could have got the Lambo, but you would have been happier with, like you said, with the RV.
Kia Soul.
You'd have been happy with the Kia Soul and with your friends and not stressing about this job.
People were telling you Kia Souls are wax. You didn't want to get one, but you always thought they were cool since you were little.
PSA: don't get a Kia. Kia boys are out here like,
oh yeah.
Bro, but like, use a Camry. But like, it was the same point raised by mistake. I don't want niggas to be like, I'm gonna get a Kia. I'm like, actually, don't.
He said, man, it'd be a Kia. We're gonna shoot all
the Kia boys.
Get another one.
Like, Kia boys do listen. Sponsored by Kia.
I know Kia boys do listen to podcasts. I feel like one of them do.
Now, side note. It's only Kia sedans that they can. You can't do the
other ones.
What's the name? Got her shit.
I don't know if our listeners
can't do the
have crossover
the
bread
SUVs.
They don't got crossover.
I don't know if we have crossover bread listeners. Yeah. I think we got sedan and four door down. Yeah. Like I think we got coupe listeners
for sure.
Like I know we got a couple, like probably
a few
Escalade listeners. Yeah. But like mostly it's an answer.
I saw one of the videos, man. They got that shit gone in 60 seconds.
Look at these flicks. You're hurt.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
It seemed like there were the niggas out in Oakland who like
niggas with them tires.
Why did they call them bleepers?
Bleepers?
Yeah.
What's that? Like bleepers creepers?
They break the windows open still real quick and go out.
That's a huge thing.
That's a huge thing in California.
Makes sense they park on the street.
They got tools like to like break the window real fast.
Damn, bro.
Grab whatever they see. So most people out in California will A, leave their windows down. B, they don't lock their doors because
it makes it ain't worth it.
They ain't gonna rob my shit
to do that than to
get
a new window every fucking week or some shit.
Nah,
like that.
Bro.
So,
Nicolas Cage in charge of all that.
That's crazy. Niggas, it's so funny. Like, niggas be like, oh, like, come out here and live in California. How could you ever live in Ohio? And then say something like that. It's like, well, yeah, I don't have to deal with that.
That is a major drawback. Like,
I can lock my car door and go to bed. That's a reason to stay
don't
here.
Don't have to worry about my Cadillac converter, like, getting stolen and shit. Like,
no nigga want my little fucking
headphones. If you had to see in the future, how far would you guys...
I want to see like a big period of time.
Yeah, bro. Like,
I would love to see maybe. I would maybe like to see my day through. I would like to maybe see my week through.
Yeah, okay, I was gonna say week max, bro. Yeah.
Week.
I like a little mystery.
Yeah,
because I don't want a month because then I feel like I'm locked in.
Mm-hmm.
I want like a week so I can be like, okay, by Friday, how am I be feeling? But then after that, it's like I like to just kind of throw.
I want to see one random day in the future. Good or bad?
That kind of stuff stresses me out. I don't know when this is coming.
Like a year or something, mm-hmm. But it's like the That's So Raven where I just see a blip of a moment.
Yeah, just a moment. Yeah.
So it's like, so I don't try, because if it's like too long of a period of like a whole day or something, then I'm going to like really be trying to force that. But if you just see a blip, maybe it goes that way.
Yeah,
I force it that way.
It's
not going to alter. It's like, oh, you're doing this thing. Like, oh, I was on that boat because I was actually at this event. But in my mind, I'm like, oh, I bought a boat. Like, I think it's just like the blip. Allows me to not.
Well,
really
if it's
get,
bad though,
I gotta eat it.
See, I don't want.
I gotta eat it.
That would ruin my whole year. I'd be like, oh man, it's
to
one
me,
bad thing's about to happen.
I need it because I'm like, there's an answer behind that.
That's not. Yeah, I just that's how my brain. Yeah.
It would
like,
suck
when I know something bad happens.
You're anxious as fuck about it.
Whole week.
Yeah, like, it would suck. I'm not gonna lie.
So I see the future and it'd be me like. You know, stepping in dog shit. Like, come on, bro. So that means one random day. Yeah.
You walking out in the morning, you drop your scone on the floor.
That's what's gonna be. It's gonna be the one day I'm not expecting it, and I'm like, oh, I'm having a good day.
Bro. I remember I dropped the keys outside one day. I was like, yeah, this is pathetic. I was
on your way to work.
No, our door.
Oh yeah.
I'd be like, I dropped it, bro. I'm like, yeah, icing on the cake today.
Day's cash.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know what you mean though, because I'd be feeling like mentally weak sometimes. I'd be like. I'm like, oh, anything can get out of my skin today.
Bro, it'd be the last
thing. I'm like, fuck, bro, I suck today. I was like,
I remember I was at work one day and it was just like, I was trying to get this nigga to call me back and he wasn't. I was having a shitty day at work. And like, the last thing was like, I couldn't get my phone to connect to my Bluetooth in my car. Bro, I was like screaming. I was like, fuck.
Yeah, bro. Like, so for real, mad, though. Bro. Like, it's that simple shit. It's
little shit, bro.
Little stuff.
Like, I can't wait.
Some of the days, I just leave work, bro.
Yeah.
No, it was the end of the day. It was,
I'm gone.
No, it was 5 p.m. I was like, just a loud
thing.
Going to my car.
Thing.
I'm like, finally, day's over at least.
Nah, there'll be days I'm like, hey, man, I ain't feeling too well, man. I'm gonna leave at 3.
I went to sleep early that day. I might start.
Yeah,
I just got
to
start
over. I just need to get to the next day, bro.
Yeah,
I just
this day was cash, bro. Some days is just, that's honestly part of growing older. Some days just cash. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Day's done, bro. Nothing I can do about it.
Man, that's so true, bro.
Sorry. I lost this one, bro. Tomorrow, I'm gonna be back, though.
Yeah, I'm gonna bounce back. I hope it's you.
All right, I got a scenario for you guys. So you get the wealth, any celebrity you pick, you have to beat them to obtain that wealth. Which celebrity are you guys picking and why?
4-2 Doug.
You dumb as hell!
I feel like rich to height ratio, that's my best bet.
You evil.
I feel like no weapons. Because he got guns.
He got a spy on your ass.
He said, bye. Like, there's just a certain like physical stature. I feel like 40. Like maybe this is also the internet's fault. So I see pictures of 42 Doug.
No.
Yeah.
His clothes don't fit him right. Like
he built like a 6-year-old. So I'm like, oh, okay, I can take 42. And I feel like 42 Doug got a lot of money.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
that's such a good one.
That's a real good one.
That's a very good one.
I thought about
that's silly.
42 Doug. If we don't know, Google 42 Doug. Yeah, it's like fighting a 10.
See, I was gonna say Tyga. I just not do what he's doing. Like the things that he's doing right now, he's always tarnishing his own name.
Fair.
I'm like, all I have to do is exist. He'll make some like same hit. So I'm like, oh, you have a formula. I'm like, the minute I can find a formula, I'm like, I can beat Tyga. And not as long as I don't like mess with, you know what I'm saying? Like,
no, you gotta beat like, up Tyga. You have to fight Tyga.
Oh yeah, it's easy. Have y'all seen that MTV video where
he
commercial?
Wasn't that fighting course,
he said, I'm in the range. Now I'm like, yeah, you're not really this isn't you. I could beat Tyga.
I feel like, yeah, Tyga seems like he fight real crazy. Like he feels like he probably just like has long arms and does like a lot of this.
Yeah, he just Yeah, I think I can take
it. I feel like you get over Tiger.
Yeah.
Tiger get tired. I feel like he don't got good like endurance. Nah. He get tired. He smoke a lot.
Yeah. He smoke a lot, do drugs.
Yeah, do lean and shit. Like,
I don't expect any rapper.
No endurance.
No. Nothing.
Other than outside of athletes, I don't expect any of them to be like.
No, besides like the fit rappers who are like, oh, I work out. That's my thing. Yeah, like surgery, like Lil Wayne, I feel like can't run.
No,
like if I took his chain, he couldn't chase me. I would never disrespect him.
I would actually
like that,
be scared.
But I feel like he physically can't.
Like, could you imagine if someone's like, hey, I'm going to give you Lil Wayne's body today, but you got a 5K. I'm like, bro, what?
Pain, bro.
I'm crying,
bro.
He's smoking backwards all day.
Almost dying, bro. Like, he's almost died like twice.
Yeah,
like that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like Lil Wayne can barely move. So yeah, definitely rappers. That's an advantage. That's why. Yeah, I would never be like, oh, fucking Myles Garrett. Like, that's crazy. Like, grow up. Like, watch dumb shit like
shaped like Donkey Kong, bro.
Full Nelson, bro.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like what?
Donkey Kong, bro.
Hey, what are you saying?
But he's just gonna pick you up.
Yeah. What are you saying?
Back of his head.
Hey, so, what was that, Baby Boy?
Yeah,
bro. That's how you gonna do you, bro. Nigga gets gonna put you just one arm, bro. Damn, like that's, you're not winning, bro. That, bro.
His bicep about big as your head.
Crazy. Even NBA players too tall.
Too like, tall.
It's too big.
Yeah, bro.
Shit, I'm gonna have to take out Ed Sheeran.
You silly.
That's a good one.
Said, that's a good one. No, because also he got all them ghostwriting credits.
He make a song for you. Got bread. That's a good one. He breaded, bro.
Yeah,
no,
you just got to take it on the
side. He breaded.
And the thing is, I fuck with him, so it's one of those things where it's like, bro, I know you're not a fighter, so let me just get one clean in the nose.
Yeah.
He said,
and it's like,
he said, bro, why?
He said, I'm sorry, man.
He going to sing a beautiful song about you.
Love with the shape of you. He said, the angels of God.
And then I'm like, damn, he really ghostwriting all these songs, and then the money just keep coming in.
Yeah, bro.
I don't even got to make not one more hit.
Ed Sheeran won't even try and fight you.
That's what I was telling before, my bro. I'm just going to punch you one time.
I'm
going
to hit you. He's a, please don't. Like,
all right, mate.
And also, I feel like he's like a cool dude.
I think you should hit him with a pan, though. I don't think you should punch him. Just give him
a cool
mate. Come off it. You off it. Here's a pounce, bro. Can't wait to fight.
Right up the, hit him like that.
He said, we even made your breakfast. And it's like fish and beans.
Yeah,
it's some fish and beans. That's when
a man to show his ass.
No, but that's when I get angry. Like, I wasn't really going to fight him, but then he brings me out some fish and beans to try and like,
oh, that's crazy. Yeah,
I just
for breakfast.
This is crazy.
You get angry then?
Yeah, he said, let it what go, kind of Darius. Fish, said,
what kind of fish, though?
Fish sticks and beans.
Oh, fish sticks?
No, because I saw this video the other day, and this guy, it was a British show, and the dad is like, oh, I want the fish and whatever. Yeah. And it came out, it was fish sticks, beans, and a piece of bread.
Yeah, like,
fish sticks, beans, and a piece of bread.
That's crazy.
Baked beans.
That's the same color.
Fish sticks, baked beans, and a piece of bread.
Yeah, that's a lot of brown. British people don't eat colorful food, they eat all brown food.
That makes sense.
Because it's gloomy over there? Because you can't grow shit.
Ain't no sun over there.
No, they
don't. That's why they colonized the world. You can't grow shit there.
They can't eat artificial food. So like,
why do they eat the beans like that?
No, but listen.
Their
a lot
bodies
of the
can't
drinks that we have here and majority of the food we can eat in the US, they can't legally eat in the UK.
But we just learned to eat it, you think, right?
No, we grow food here.
Oh, okay. They just don't.
They grow shitty food.
They're not getting the cans.
So
cans
of bacon.
So when they get here, a burger is ripping.
Crazy. Our burger is crushing a burger. Yeah, they're not growing like good cows.
But I mean, they're on the toilet a lot when they get here, probably.
But also same thing if you went over there. Yeah, it's like anywhere you go and you eat food.
You wouldn't want to like eat all that.
I'm glad y'all said that, bro. We're not going there.
Yeah, no one's like, oh, I'm going to London for the food.
For the food.
No one says that, bro. Like, you're going to Italy or France for the food, bro. London, that's why they had to take over India and Africa, because they can grow shit over.
Damn, I didn't know that. So that's why I'm like, so it's gloomy in London.
Yes,
it's
spice.
And now they food is,
they didn't have spices, bro.
They can't eat ranch out there.
So without their lingo.
There's no ranch out there.
That's crazy. So without their lingo, what is London really doing?
Nothing. I mean, they
stabbing.
Them niggas, like,
their GOP
got
strong.
Kings and shit.
Yeah. Okay,
so that's cool.
They
and
on?
They got soccer.
Okay. Yeah.
They got
trolleys
and like
and
they got cool shows. Like it's mad British actors. It's mad British TV shows.
Underneath the rug, but soccer is
very
They fuck with soccer. They fuck with football.
We did.
We just got better shit for our shit.
Yeah.
Like we got North America. Like if we went heads up, we taking them out.
Yeah.
Like we got better music, better food.
That cloudy stuff just got
crazy, right?
Look every day.
Because even someone told me like, oh, you could move to Seattle. I'm like, yeah, but not London though. I like Seattle more. Like if it's gonna be gloomy, I'll pick Seattle.
I like that kind of weather. I would never do someplace always sunny. Like I'd never move to like Australia.
Oh yeah,
I'd be in Australia for different reasons.
I even like gloomy days. Don't get me wrong.
I don't want to live
that bad.
I don't want to live in like Spain. It's too sunny, too nice.
They racist out there too.
Yeah. They racist everywhere.
Said move, monkey.
And that's another lesson to talk about advice for you black people. They racist
everywhere.
Ain't nowhere you gonna go.
I said I was in Italy and they were all throwing beer at me.
Yes.
Nowhere.
They don't like you.
Nowhere, brother.
Yeah.
I want a proper bra. So I'm not gonna find someone who like.
Okay, you said
I want to earn my money.
He said I'm proper, bro. Yeah.
He said limited.
Man, that boy still.
I want to fight Gordon Ramsay, bro. Because I just.
Oh, you silly! You now that's a good fight. I pay for that.
He got heart.
I pay for that.
He got heart.
But I feel like he's a dickhead, bro.
No, he's talking his shit.
For sure,
he needs to be got. Not saying like
you want to fight him,
like, but it would motivate me to fight because like. Bro, you are.
Let me give you a reason to.
Let me ask, let me ask you. What dish are you making that he set you off?
What dish am I making?
Yeah, that he set you off for him. Yeah.
I just feel like I seasoned too properly.
Okay. He don't like that.
And he don't like that.
So it's too salty.
Too salty. It's like I can make chicken or something that I eat every day that everyone else thinks is fine. So why do you find it?
So that's what my point is with cooking. Is that like how is it that he has the what's it called? He sets the standard for cooking, but like if I go to Shaq and he's making perfectly seasoned chicken and it's good,
I mean, that's like art. Yeah. It's like there's like the subjective movies that people watch, then there's the movies that win Oscars.
So you
like
can't tell a nigga in the hood that Waffle House ain't better than your shit.
Or like music, like the song that wins the Grammy for Record of the Year is rarely the number one charting song of the year. It's like there's artistry to it, and there's like, you know, culinary arts about food that niggas make. Cause it's like the same reason there's Gordon Ramsay and there's Guy Fieri. Mm-hmm. They both cooking, but like Guy Fieri's making like a cheeseburger with mozzarella sticks on it. Like just regular shit. That nigga from
Gordon
Columbus.
Not doing that, but
Gordon is like a European like chef. I make cuisine.
Cause I feel like there's one moment he gonna get me and then I'ma just think about, nah, this guy's a dickhead, and I'm gonna like turn up on him.
He'll call you the wrong name.
Yeah. He on your ass like looking like this shit.
He said, you're an idiot sandwich. You can't make nothing. You make nothing. You're pathetic. Nothing.
Hey, is that all you got, Squeeze Martin?
That idiot sandwich was a bar, bro. Taking the two pieces of
bread. Yeah, bro.
That's a funny nigga, bro.
Good TV though. Good for TV. Mm-hmm. But it's just like you're a jerk, bro.
Yeah, he make you want to fight him,
bro.
Yeah, he deserves it. Yeah. You deserve to take it.
Especially when to them kids, I'd be feeling bad. Because remember that one little clip where the...
I really messed up my potatoes.
You did, though, bro.
He said, you ready? Not whips.
That was a good one, bro. Yeah. That was a good one. Yeah, I slapped the shit out of Gordon.
Slapped the shit out of
him, you on my head for it, bro. God damn, you don't tell me my pancakes is good. You ain't trying.
And you.
At the same time, he's going to make something that you just know your mom makes better, bro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like,
he said, now taste it.
Yeah.
He said,
straight.
My mom makes it better.
Make it,
I know we've been saying this.
This is a side note also, too. Yeah. Jake Paul's fighting Mike Tyson?
Yeah. I saw
Logan.
Yeah.
No, it's Jake. It's Jake.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's on Netflix.
We said elderly on here.
Because it's on Netflix.
I understand watching it.
Now, I know we said elderly on here, so we're going to throw a little twine in this.
Okay.
So, for kids and elderly... We're going to go ahead and like, these are athletic kids. These are only athletes, only people who are retired, like any of that.
Yeah.
So like,
it's not random.
Are you picking, who are you guys picking to try to fight? So like,
I have to pick. So I'm Jake Paul in this situation.
Yeah.
I have to pick
Mike Tyson. Because they're older. Now we're going to give them more like, so like they're like a retired this, or let's just say like a kid, he's like currently in the X Games or something.
Deion
like
Sanders.
Anything. Okay. That's a good one. Cause it's foot.
And I feel like he'll talk a bunch of shit, but I feel like I can beat up Deion Sanders.
Okay.
I feel like he just all talk.
Oh yeah.
He a pretty boy. He's an athlete, but I feel like when it come down to it, if I need to win a boxing match,
I'm gonna get down.
He gonna do a lot of talking, but I feel like I'll train harder and I'll beat him.
Yep.
So yeah, Deion Sanders.
That's a good one. That's actually a good one.
And I'm like, you ain't swag.
You ain't swag.
You ain't swag. Get your luggies, bro. Hey, I'm talking cash shit out of the way too.
Yeah. Damn.
Shiloh too. And Shadir.
Shadir.
Yes, too. Come on.
Come on. 3-1. Hey, this is the clip that goes viral.
This is
what hit BLT on the map.
He said, so
get your money up.
I said, what?
What?
That's why we need to fight the BLT niggas anytime, any place.
That's all the pro will you need.
That's fine. Right. He said, he ain't responding. But
I'll hand up. I'll get knocked out by Deion Sanders for the sake of the podcast.
Yeah.
I got no problem with that.
Yeah, me, I was going to pick Tony Romo.
Damn. I'm going
Tony Dungy, bro.
Hate Tony Dungy too.
Fucking hate Tony Dungy,
bro.
That shit's so silly.
And I want his rings.
Hey, you see? Give me some rings.
Hey, Shaq,
turn your pocket.
Yeah.
Brother,
all them rings, bro.
Give me all the shit.
That's silly. You going crazy?
Give me that shit, bro.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I know it's tough, bro.
I know I was gonna say Tony Romo, so I'm trying to think.
Say Mekhi Phifer.
Fuck, that's tough.
Somebody had to screw you over. That's older, bro.
I know. I'm trying. That's why I
didn't even screwed you over.
Like, you know how you draw a blank.
You think you can take Muhammad Ali now?
He dead.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, he dead, bro.
But I mean, like he had Parkinson's, so I feel like it ain't even like.
But at the time when he was like maybe like doing a little
prime,
bro, like last.
Nah, you don't even want prime.
Nah,
not
bro,
prime. No, that boy.
Because he's 6'3", and he just got the
scar. That's why I'll be like boxing still know a little
bit. What about Jose Canseco?
Mm. Oh, yeah, he talk a bunch of shit.
Talk bad shit.
Yeah.
And they do steroids. Niggas be beefy, but they weak though.
Baseball players. I feel you.
That's all you. Hello, baseball. Jose Canseco. And he like, what's the nigga? No, what's the nigga who's white now? He was dark.
Sammy Sosa.
Fight Sammy Sosa for that.
Yeah, hey, for that's silly.
Sammy Sosa was one of my, I used to love watching him.
That's silly.
Even when he had the cork bat, I'm like, nah, he ain't mean to do it, though.
Yeah, I fuck with Sammy Sosa.
He ain't mean to do it.
Yeah, he looked crazy, bro.
We gonna talk about that. He said, me no black.
He said, me no black, puppy. Me no black.
Before we start, we gonna talk about, do these new niggas hate Derek Jeter?
Niggas hate Derek Jeter?
I feel like people just don't get
Derek. Bro, they were in the comments saying he's the worst shortstop.
I think young niggas just hate old
Anyone, old niggas,
we're at the end of that.
I think they're at the point too where it's like now athletes are just so much better.
They're like
Derek Jeter was, he was a leader, he was all these other things, but like they're like, oh, look at his stats, or like he didn't have as much range or certain things. Yeah. Like it's the intangible sometimes that like helps motherfuckers win. But now it's like, something that a dude coming out of high school now is more athletic than Jeter was coming out of high school.
They y'all supposed to be.
But like,
yeah, that was 96,
you got DNs running 40s faster than
them niggas was some all wide hitting receivers four fours, in the 90s. Bro. I was like,
I told y'all this was coming.
Like, wide receivers in the 90s weren't hitting
these niggas are moving.
Yeah, so I just think that the game is different, and if they didn't get to watch it during the time, like, people would watch Jordan things, but he's playing plumbers. So it's like, they're just not going to respect it the same way.
He is.
Yes. That nigga's a mechanic.
They said Jordan is a Jaylen Brown with grit.
He is.
Hey, man.
Nah, I can't agree to that.
I ain't hold you.
I can't agree.
I said, bro, I ain't never seen Michael Jordan do nothing that Anthony Edwards ain't did.
I'm like,
y'all silly. That's me, though. I don't like, I'm a LeBron like guy, and I don't like hate Jordan or anything, but I do like to slander Jordan because it's so funny how mad niggas get, bro. When you say shit like that, it's so funny seeing old niggas get mad. You be like, Jordan really wasn't doing shit for real. He wasn't playing nobody for real. Like, they get so mad when you disrespect Jordan, bro.
Yeah. Last one. This is gonna be interesting. So, the women's out there, they got the Taylor Swifts and the Beyoncés. Mm-hmm. But for the men's, who is our Beyonce? Who's our Taylor Swift? Who can we call? I'm gonna say who I think it used to be.
Who?
But there's no chance because like he's not on the level of even any of that could be possible. I was gonna say Future for a while. Future had men trying to be toxic.
Just for the fun of it.
Yeah. No, during that stage, I feel like it was like people were looking to him for because men, I feel like, don't idolize the same way women don't.
You just don't.
Like, you might idolize the lifestyle. Yeah. Like,
that's why I was like, it's hard. So we don't really look up to people like that.
I feel like it's the thing with this hard is that I don't think obviously niggas like music, but I don't think niggas idolize artists the way we do like athletes. I feel like the closest thing to a male Beyonce is like LeBron. There's like something like that where it's just like, oh, this is somebody that everybody fucks with.
A superstar.
Like, it had to be
Or but he's
like,
also hate. Well, that's probably right.
That's what I feel like. If LeBron
stands?
Was like, I'm talking about just even just like numbers wise impact. Like when LeBron came to the Lakers, everybody, like if you ask anybody on the street, they know who LeBron James is. Like if you go anywhere on earth and you're like, LeBron James, like, they know who LeBron James is. Whereas like, if you go somewhere, you're like, oh, do you know? Even Drake. There's people who don't know who Drake is.
I guess the thing into the fandom, though, because when you use Beyonce and Taylor Swift, there's like fandom behind it. And
there's
like with
LeBron stands, bro.
But I mean, there's stands, but like,
there's no one is
like,
amount of hate for Bron,
like,
though.
No one is like, he's not in a way where like, we're not rushing to see like he's think, like Taylor Swift performing at the Super Bowl consistently. Like, people are going to die over that. But if LeBron goes to the NBA Finals, we are already naturally going to be like, oh, well, I don't need to watch all of the finals.
I think that is true about sports more than it's true about LeBron. But I think if you look at the ratings of any time LeBron plays basketball, that's like, and also I think we are also out of the demographic who stands. Like, I think we don't love LeBron, but like kids are obsessed with LeBron.
Because I mean, Patrick Mahomes, I would argue he's bigger than LeBron right now.
I would, like, LeBron James was in Space Jam. Like,
but as of right now, Patrick Mahomes is easily.
No.
He's on the biggest platform with Taylor Swift. Like,
no, I would say right now, Patrick Mahomes, I can give you that. Right now, people talk. I would say Travis Kelce. I would say he is more popular. But
I would argue both of them.
If you ask most people to pick Patrick Mahomes, they couldn't pick him. Like, what he actually looks like. I think we like football in America, but like, if you go outside of America, them niggas don't know who Patrick Mahomes is. But niggas know
LeBron. I just don't think there's fandom for LeBron like that. Like, he's been around. Like, what he's doing isn't groundbreaking anymore. He's just more of a face.
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
do you honestly believe, like, people are like, oh, like, if they're going to pick right now, they're going to pick LeBron?
Yeah,
I think so.
I mean, like, if you go, I'm talking about as if
I think you're underestimating how popular LeBron James is.
No, no, I'm saying like in terms of like if you go ask me on the street, if you're gonna be like, oh, who is your male? They're not gonna pick LeBron right now.
No, because we're talking about Beyonce artists. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think music wise, there's anyone that guy's obsessed with. But I think if you're like popularity wise, like net worth, like shoe, like LeBron James has his own shoes.
So is Jordan at the time. So like,
and I would have picked Jordan for the male Beyonce. I would have picked Jordan. Okay. I would say
and that's, okay.
And for that era, I would have picked Michael Jordan. That's what
he's
I'm saying.
So far,
niggas
now.
Like, but yeah, nowadays, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
It's like, just like there's not really one now because also like at that time, like a Michael Jack, like there's certain. But like now, especially no because we have so like much that. Stuff.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
Like I, with women, I feel like they stay more loyal to that kind of thing where it's like because for we have sure. so much stuff and we have sports and like they don't really, not that women don't like sports, but not the same way mm-hmm. as men.
Yeah.
For them to have a woman sports icon. So I think we have sports, we have music, the music comes and goes. Right. Like,
ooh, I can still argue even more. There's probably like Ronaldo and Messi probably still bigger.
No, yeah.
yeah.
You want to go international? Yeah, for sure.
Ronaldo, yeah.
I would pick them, but I just don't.
Because Beyonce and Taylor Swift are international.
But that's they what
are.
I'm saying. Yeah, it's are. A sports guy. It's not a music guy. Because even think about like Patrick Mahomes. I have no idea what Patrick Mahomes, just kids that. You know every single one of LeBron James' kids. You know his friends. You know his wife. Like, that's how famous he is. He got a sports agency. You know who Rich Paul is. Who the fuck is Patrick Mahomes' friends? They got a, LeBron James got a movie. And a new movie. That's what I'm saying. Like,
I guess you see your point.
I think LeBron James has been so famous that we just accept it as like, oh, he's not that famous. He's like, think about all the stuff LeBron James does. Like, when Blaze Pizza opened up, that shit was out to ass.
Then it's more than Taylor Swift than Beyonce then, right?
I would just say there's
there's no like one.
There's no
definitive.
Equivalent. I just think LeBron is the closest.
There's no
the closest.
There's no
I was gonna say it's just there isn't.
We don't stand.
Men don't
like
idolize like you said. Like but even like in LeBron, like I still probably wouldn't.
But Prince and then you had Michael Jackson.
Yeah, we had.
But those
we
are
had,
different.
When we had
in the past
before the internet, I think it was easier to have one singular male superstar like that, like a monoculture. Like I think if we didn't have the internet, I could have seen maybe someone like Usher reaching that height. But because we have the internet and so many other artists, like there's just not enough niggas backing him. Like mm-hmm. he's just not gonna have, whereas like women will just back Beyonce till they die, whereas niggas will find a new Usher.
Yeah.
And like, I just think niggas idolize like sport. Like if you go to a nigga's house, he'll have posters of athletes more than singers. Like own jerseys. Like niggas will buy a nigga's jersey before they'll buy like a merch. So I just think
I just don't know how many people, because like you're saying, if we've always had LeBron, like yeah, he might be bigger, but I just, because he's been around, I don't think people are fandoming like where I'm like, oh, I got this LeBron
maybe when
poster.
When he was in the
yeah,
middle.
Like, I think more people bring up his, when he first came up in Sports Illustrated, that's way more talked about than anything.
You're
that
thinking of people our age. I think if you
deal
with-
No, I'm saying in general. Like,
no, but I'm saying if you deal with kids, kids still love LeBron. Like,
I mean, they love him, but like, I my nephews all the time, they bring up Patrick Mahomes way more than, like, they're not talking about LeBron, like, they're more talking about his family probably more than even him.
But that's what I'm saying. That's how famous he is. They're talking about his family. Yeah. No one's talking about Patrick Mahomes' family. Yeah. What I'm saying. It's like, when LeBron James retires, he could do he could do anything. Like, niggas will stop. They might retire his number everywhere. Like, I think he's like, right now, like, niggas aren't talking about him, but like, anytime LeBron James does something, niggas talk about it.
I mean, yeah, for sure.
And then when he's done, I think it's hard too because like, you add like the Beyonce and Taylor Swift. Like, they have American and they're so international. We have some people, it's like, some people know him and like him here, but international, they go stupid.
Yeah.
Like, The Weeknd, like, internationally.
Yeah,
he, like,
that's what I'm saying.
Like,
yeah,
he goes insane.
Yeah.
Like, in like other countries, like, outside of Canada, just like other countries, like, he goes insane. But, like, here, it's like, some people know him.
Yeah.
And he's pretty
I just
big,
don't see fandom like, behind LeBron. Like, I don't see, like, craziness. Like, if he goes somewhere and has a host of camp, like, it's the fandom of it isn't as crazy as we might think.
But I see both of you guys, especially AAU tournaments.
I think that is like, to me, that's not what I'm talking. I'm not. Yeah, you're right. Niggas are no longer like, LeBron's not new. But I'm saying anytime LeBron James does do something, like drops a new shoe, that people do act like that still. Like, he just doesn't do as much new shit because he's been around forever. But it's like, when he does do a movie, like I said, he dropped a movie.
And I to both of you guys, I think because he's been around so long, it's become stale and we just expect it.
Right, exactly.
But like, I to his point too, I see how it's like he's at such a level that if there's nobody else, especially here, that's that close. Like, Tom Brady's the GOAT of football, but he's not getting anything near LeBron. Like LeBron. It's just how long he's been doing it. It's kind of like, all right, he broke another record, 40,000 points.
Yeah.
Like, I got triple doubles his average. Like, none of it's exciting anymore, but just doing it that long, I feel like it's going to ride out at a high level.
Yeah, I think like once he especially retires, all of that will increase again. I just think at this current moment, because like he's kind of in lull and they're trying to figure out what he's going to do.
Yeah, he's not winning.
If you're talking about like today, like in this moment, no, he's not the most popular athlete right now. I'm not talking about.
But
to me, that's true about Beyonce. When Beyonce doesn't make music, when Beyonce's not dropping music, nobody's talking about Beyonce. But I would never say like Megan Thee Stallion is more popular than Beyonce.
Yeah, I mean, I know what you're saying, but I think. Then if you were the, I guess I'm looking at the question wrong.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah,
you're saying like Megan Thee Stallion.
If you said over time, then I'm like, oh, that makes more sense. But I guess I was thinking of right now.
I don't know if we, because even like Drake is one of the biggest artists that crosses over, but men don't, we just don't have one thing where it's like, we're not giving, men don't give that to Drake.
We just don't.
Exactly.
You might listen to the music, but like shit he be doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I'm going to do. Like the shit you be doing,
time,
like,
yeah,
the,
I would agree.
Like the fashion or stuff. Like, you don't got it all.
But yeah, okay.
Yeah, no, because over time, I don't think Beyonce is more popular than Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
I think right now Taylor Swift is far more popular than Beyonce.
Yeah.
Not far, but more. But the longevity, I think Beyonce will end up being the more popular.
Yeah.
So yeah, right now, like Steph Curry's more popular than LeBron in the NBA. So is like just mad niggas. But I don't think any of them niggas will get their own movie.
Oh yeah,
so that's what I'm saying. It's like to me, Beyonce. It's more about like status. Everything. Where it's like when Beyonce decides to do something, like she dropped that country song, niggas freaked out about it.
Yeah,
but she might not do another shit for another fucking 2 years.
Yeah,
no, I mean, I think that the future one was interesting too, just because during that time, those couple of years, it was like all the future memes. Like he was dropping so much music, he was featured on everything. Like he had it for a couple of years. I just think that. Been like phased out of stuff.
I don't think we're ever going to get fandom anymore, though. From it, like once Taylor Swift, Beyonce, and all these people go,
I think we are out of that group. I think I don't think we can discuss fandom like that.
No, I'm saying like in terms of like because the turnover for anybody that's popular,
like they're not going like to get to hold like, the longevity.
It's like the longevity for us, like we get as a society, we get tired of everything.
Because even though we're not tapped in with like younger people as much, do we see anybody coming up who's going to take over the game like Kanye did during his time?
Yeah, I think Taylor Swift, I think will be that famous forever. Like I think Taylor Swift is.
She's getting older. We're talking about the kids. No,
like,
I'm saying
like she's not going. She's going to be for a long time.
But you're not counting us anymore. You said you're not.
No, I'm saying Taylor Swift's fans are much younger than us, and so she will be famous for a long time.
Yeah, that's a lot of people. But I'm saying newer artists, like it's never they're never going to reach the fandom for a long time until.
And I think like today's culture, if you really think about it, people love to hate more than admire.
That's what it is.
Like there's more fun in hating. It could be like, oh, this song is fire. Everybody loves it, so I'm going to comment this song's trash.
Yeah.
Whereas before, it's like. Tupac dropped his album, Michael Jackson dropped even if you don't like all the songs, you're like, I love it. It's amazing. I'm running it back 40 times.
People, they have the younger generation, like you can't like anything. It's called dick riding now. Like that's a whole thing.
They call it glazing.
Glazing. And it's like, but it's like because you can't be too hard like fanning over. Yeah, so like you're glazing, these kids can't, they're not going to be able, like a lot of them will be fans no matter what. Mm. But a lot of them are deciding.
Could you say like Kai Cenat?
That's what I'm. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
right now, for the younger people, that's based on AMPs. But like even then, like that's a lot of a lot of kids actually aren't fans of the streaming shit. Like they're actually tired of that. Like you'd be surprised. Mm-hmm. But like there's casual people and then there's like actual people who are.
Yeah.
I think we get mixed up with there's a lot of casuals that like even us you can't count for. It's like if I watch a stream, it's like am I a fan or am I a diehard fan? You can't tell.
Yeah. But you need casuals. That's what I was going to say. I don't think it's maybe not a musical artist, but I think with the streaming or like the actors and stuff, the way you see people talk about like Zendaya and shit, like I do think that it's much more likely for a woman, but there is still an appetite for like, this is our idol.
And there will be. Andrew Tate did that. Andrew Tate had all these dudes doing that.
Yeah.
I don't think necessarily
like, you're right. Like artists in terms of popularity come and go much quicker. So it's much harder.
It's going to be harder to do.
After Taylor Swift, there'll be another girl that white people are obsessed with. Like I mean, on their side, for sure. I'm talking about on the man's side.
Oh, no. Specifically.
Like I said, I agree with you. Since Michael Jackson, that's like, that's never going to happen again.
No.
But I think that's more so about just like men. Like that's just like niggas just don't hold on to shit. And because of the internet, we can find other shit. Whereas like, I do think though that like there's an appetite for like, this is the one person who is the best. Like I feel like there will always be a number one.
Yeah.
And while that person may not be like maybe in the 90s, it was like this person was 95% liked. Now they're 75% liked. But there'll still be someone who has the majority. Because niggas is just followers. Where it's like if someone is popping, niggas like will just
follow. I think a lot of people don't realize who they really like it's almost like one of those things where because things are so passed down, it's like you really like this dude, but like this guy, because he's so old, he got his style from here, and it's like it's all like a push down funnel with men. It's like you like a certain sound, but like you may not like Drake, and it's like that makes sense because like, but like really, like Drake had men on in the chokehold. Like the minute he started singing and rapping, I would say for him, he was like,
and then it's like all like a lot of these people, they're his son.
Yeah,
or like even like Travis, he took from Kanye and Cudi, so it's like you have to like that initial thing, but like with it all men, was
it's
passed.
Like yeah, there's like picking and choosing all the time, and
they just don't. But like the Kai Sinatra, like I don't watch any of those streams, but I know who he is. Like I think I see him, and like I when he had that rally, it was mad niggas. So like I'm saying, I do think there is an appetite, even as much as niggas talk about.
Yeah, there is. I'd be fanning like them over my artists.
And yeah, you just need.
I guess like when it comes to the casuals, I think because it's not cool to like stuff, people who like in private, they don't fan as hard in public.
That's
like,
for sure.
Oh, the album dropped. I listened to it immediately, but oh man, this Drake shit whack. He's so horny. It's like, but you bump it in the car and with the women,
because before you had to like go to the store and get the CD, so everyone saw you. Whereas
so you
now,
cool that
now you can just tweet and then listen to it.
Yeah,
you could tweet it sucks, but you still listen to it. That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like that they're the talking about shit and then still liking shit. I feel like that's what we'll see.
Yeah,
we probably would see more fandom too if people weren't looked down on it about it.
Yep.
And also we just had less options. It's easier to be the number one nigga when it's four niggas singing songs. Bro. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just there's too many options now.
I mean, that's what's with women too, though. Like they're. I feel like with the women's side, they like there's only so many women that can do it, and they all cling to the best people. Like I'm sure they have smaller artists that they like, but like Beyonce and Taylor Swift are just, when they have people that run stuff, they run it for a minute.
Like, yeah, because they be locked in with them. Yeah. Like Taylor Swift, all she's doing is dropping old music.
Like I don't
she
think
she ain't dropped new music in a minute.
I don't think Taylor's women version. Can fall off as hard as like if women can't fall off as hard as they want to. Like men will, we will, like if you suck, we gonna let you know and you'll be done in 2 weeks. But like with women,
they'll give excuses.
But like also it's like, it just will take a while for you to suck, for women to be like, we're done with
you. I think if you start sucking, if you start off shitty, women will not fuck with you. But I agree, if you start off good, they'll give you more patience.
You get
more
the
patience.
Halo, you they'll get give the
you
halo
more of them. Cause like they give you 2 hours, where niggas give you 1 hour and you cooked.
Yeah.
All right.
You guys good? Hey man, you guys know the routine, man. Follow us on Twitter, follow us on IG at the BLTPOD. Fuck with the family over at RNC Radio for your podcasting needs. But remember, not listening will always and forever be problematic as fuck.